Well, I just the first thing that I want to say is just thank you. Thank you for being our local church, our home church. Thank you for being part of our lives. You guys been the most tremendous blessing since we changed ministry. So thank you very much. I'm going to spend time now trying to give an update on the ministry. And after we're going to have an open time for questions, if you have questions about our ministry. But thank you very much. Thank you for supporting us every single month. It's a great help to go forth. Thank you for, because you've been a large part of the possibility to change the car that was, you know, a great need, and you provided for us. So thank you very much. I don't know the specific names of the people who donate, but God knows that. And He's going to reward every single of you. And thank you for praying for us, because that's the largest support that we need. So thank you for being in our side. Thank you for believing us when maybe in a certain moment of our life, nobody believed in us. And God is faithful. And we always say that when God closed a door, He might open a gate. And this is what we are living right now in the ministry. So we are so thankful to the Lord for that. So I know thank you is not an enough word, but we know that the Lord is going to prosper and bless you and reward you according to His riches in glory. So thank you so much. I would like to start just to let you know a little bit of what we've been doing. Now, in this moment, you have to think that we got involved. Let's put it here. Treviso. Treviso is the place that there is a church there that I've been there for 18 years. I work with them with couples programs and kids programs for 10 years. Okay? So when I left my other ministry, they prayed for me to get involved with them. So we pray about it, but we didn't want it to be just in one church. Now, the pastor there, he's a missionary too, from Brazil, and he was praying for two people to join him to establish new churches, because he was not able to do that. So that church runs between 120 and 130 people. That for Italy is a very large church, you know. So we start praying, we join the team, and we say, what are the places that the Lord might use us to establish a ministry? So the first place that the Lord opened, let's put it here, it was Padova. Okay. Okay. Now, Padova, for those ones that they like to know about history and everything, is one city which is a university city. So there are many young people that they pass by. And in the same time, there are many people that they go there just because of education. It was a church there, a Baptist church, that every year they were losing people. So it's a church that was about 35 years old. They got to the point that they arrived to be three people. So they decided to close down the church. So they call us and they say, we have only three people left there and we are closing down the church. Would you consider the fact to start something again? So we, about a year and a half ago, we start going there, and it's very old-fashioned building, downtown. Every time that we go there, you know, just to find a parking lot, you had to go like 45 minutes before trying to find a parking lot. So it's not a convenient place. We pay a very small amount of money for rent, but we realize that it's not the best position. But what the Lord has done in the last almost 2 years, the group of three, two of them, they left because they said that we had too much energy, that we were moving them so much, and they thought that church is a relaxing place. We say that we were agreed, but church is going to relax in heaven. When we are on the earth, we had to move. So we just got with one person. Now, by the grace of God, right now we are running between 25 and 30 people, you know, that every Sunday are coming. Seven people got saved. Three of them, they are from college age. So we are so thankful to the Lord because, you know, it was a testimony that I was there. It was not lightning much. And it's not that we are good. Maybe like we were saying this morning, there is one thing that we don't have to lose is the enthusiasm. And when you put God in there, you know, God start doing things. So we got so encouraged with Padova. Now, Padova Treviso is about 80 miles. When that happened, we say, maybe we are too many. You know, when a church start being big, that this number in Italy is big, you don't grow much because you feel comfortable. But it was a city which is about 35 miles. And the name of that city is Conegliano. We have a group of 20 people that they were coming from Conegliano to our church. So, like three of them, they have very good leadership inclination. So we start praying, and with the other pastor says, why don't we train them and we help them instead for this group coming to us? We cut 20 people here. We got like 100, 110. But we moved this group over here. They were scared to death. I mean, they didn't want to do it because when you have a large church, it's convenient, you know? Somebody's going to sing, somebody's going to clean, somebody's going to pay the bills. When you move, you know, it's in a small amount of people that they had to do everything. But the first obstacle that we have, it was the place. We didn't have enough money to rent a place. So we went to the mayor, and the mayor gave us the opportunity to use some of the buildings of the town. You know, we pay only $50 for Sunday, but every Sunday was a different place. So it was really inconvenient as a testimony because, you know, maybe the last week a guest came over there, the next week went back there, you were not there. So we start praying that the Lord was going to provide a place. Finally, a couple of weeks ago, the Lord brought to us a building that it is a place for between 50 and 70 people, and it has 6 rooms. So that gives us the opportunity to have Sunday school and to have also teens program. And we do many things like English lessons and patchwork, you know. So as a church, this group of 20 right now runs about 35 people. And the rent for that place is about $800 a month. And every single person of the church make a goal. And we have about $1,000 a month that the church is going to be paying for the rent and the expenses. So it was a good step of faith, you know. We were able to raise 15 people. And the funny thing here, right now we are having like 140 on Sundays. So we are getting together that we want to cut this again and to open another place. But the church is not so agreed yet. So please pray for that. The other thing was that we have another opportunity. And about 2 years ago, and that's the place that we moved, is Verona. Verona is the church that I shared with you, that we didn't have a place to go. We are joining one of the buildings of the Catholic Church. So the priest gave us one of the rooms. The rooms, it was smaller than this one. We start with 4 people. Those 4 people became 12, 15. When we were 15, the Catholic priest says, that place is small for you. So we are using the basketball court of the Catholic Church. But right now we are running about 40 to 45 people. The Catholic Church is running between 30 and 35. So all kind of problems are getting now, because they don't want us anymore. So we are praying that the Lord is going to provide a place for us. Like, for example, there are some problems, like, you know, they try to get before us in the way we don't have parking place. Or one of the funny thing, it was a few weeks ago, once a month we have a special occasion for couples. It's an outreach, and it's on Saturdays. So, you know, every time that we have a special, we had to write it down on the program. We wrote it down, like, every, you know, with 2 months in advance. The day that we had the program, you know, when you do that program, it's like a wedding day. So we have a scenography and many things. So we go very early in the morning to prepare everything. And when we got to the place, the same day, the Catholic Church had decided to paint the church. But they didn't say anything to us. So they brought all the chairs. They are 30 members, but they had like 300 chairs. You know, they put all the chairs in the basketball court. Great surprise. They brought the statues from there to our place. So they brought Jesus, Mary, Saint Peter, Saint Paul. They were all there. Maybe in their mentality, if they see them, you know, they're going to praise them. I don't know what they think. But so we got to the point that we need a new place. So we want to leave that place, you know, giving a good testimony. They've been a blessing to us because we give only an offering every month of 300, which is a very small amount of money. And now we are looking for a place to rent. So what I'm saying is just all the prayer requests that, you know, you might pray for us. And this is the place that we live. So this is 135 miles from Treviso. Okay? The other place that we just opened is less than 1 year ago is Belluno. Belluno, we arrived there because a couple from Brazil that they knew the other pastor got a job in Belluno. Belluno is about 90 miles from Treviso. And this guy that came to work over there, he's a guitar player. So we start having some outreach when the film of Billy Graham's story came out. That was the beginning for us, try to do something. So we got a place, it's like a theater, and we make advertisement in the TV and many things. And for that occasion, we have, with some other people that they were believers too, we have 300 people, you know. Right now, that, you know, that's just to let the people know that we were going to do something as a church. And it was good because we found a place there. It's under a pizzeria. And we had a place there for like 50 people. And it has 2 bathrooms. And right now we are running about 25 people. So If we look back, like 2 years ago, when we used to have only 120, 130 people, right now, by the grace of God, we are serving, you know, we have like 30 over here. You know, we have like 70, 135, 160, around 300 people that we are serving every week. And by the grace of God, now we are thinking in another place. We are 3 full-time workers, and it's a lot of work. Because the Lord is bringing to us, we say, not normal people. They are bringing to us people with many problems. And that's what the Lord is looking for, right? People that they need the Lord. So let me share you some stories, you know, of people that they arrive to us. For example, here in Verona, the name of this guy is Alessandro is his name. He is 28 years old. His sister is a magician, that's what you say. She reads the future, you know, and she is really involved in cult. Alessandro, he was devastated because he got married when he was 26, and now he is divorced. Somebody said to him that the answer for life is in the Bible. So he has, you know, read the Bible completely. He asked many questions to his sister. The sister has no clue about anything. So he went on internet. And he wrote something like this. It's so funny when he shared that. What is the church in Verona that it is really close to what the Bible says? And you know what? Our church was the one who came out. So he called us. He said if he was allowed to come on Sunday. He says, I'm not a believer. I want to know what the Bible says. I'm allowed to come. I said, yes, please come. And he came. He has so much of occultism and so much of spiritism. So we establish a Bible class with him every week. By the grace of God, he got saved. He's really involved in the church. Now in July, he's going to be baptized. And his life is completely transformed. So we are, you know, amazed what the Lord has done in his life. So he's putting some advertisement in the internet. If you want to know what's the Bible is close, you know, the church is close to the Bible, go to Verona Church. So, you know, we're so excited about him. We have a couple there. Her name is Antonella. His name is Andrea Adami. It's the Adami family. They have 2 children. And maybe if you read my letters, I led to the Lord his mother just a few minutes before she died. He is a person that put tiles on the floor. But they came to know the Lord, but they have so much sad background in their couple. So one day we were at church, and when the church was over, Antonella, his wife, came to me and she says, Mario, I thought that God was going to resolve my marriage problems. That's the reason why we came to this church. But we have so many problems that I think the only solution is divorce. So I said to her, you know, I don't believe in that. I don't think that divorce is the solution. God had a solution for your couple. So we've been studying to this point 9 months, every day, the word of God for the couple. They reestablished completely their relationship. He's serving the Lord in our church in an incredible way. But when you are doing what God wants you to do, all kind of trials come to your life. So, they had 2 children, 2 girls. The oldest one, She was going through panic attacks, and she was very bad in that. So they didn't know how to handle it. They took her to different doctors and everything was so bad. So one day, the mother called me, would you talk to my daughter? Because we try everything. The last thing that we are going to try is the pastor. Okay, that's okay. That's okay. So I went to talk to the girl. She's almost 12. And it was amazing how the Word of God is able to get to those points that science is not able to touch. You know, it's just the work of the Holy Spirit. So it was amazing. She was the kind of girl that she couldn't go to school without the mother. The mother has to get into the school with her, stay with her for a couple times. And she accepted the Lord the last summer in one of our camps. But she didn't trust in God completely for the things that she was scared about. So I talked to her and we went through the Bible and we say who God is and who God is for you, what you have to do. And like Gabe was saying this morning, there are things that God is going to do, but there are things that you have to do. And I said to the girl, you know, there are things that you have to do and your mother is not going to do it for you because she can't. And even God is not going to do it for you. So the first step of victory, it was going to school without a mother. And she overcome that. The second step is she is a gymnastic, but she was scared of the competition. And she's a very good gymnastic, but she was scared of the competition. That was the next step. And she went for the competition and she got the second place in our state. So, you know, she overcome that. And she overcome many other areas. And she is a normal girl now, 12 years old, and God has a place and she's doing great. Soon after that, Antonella came to know that she was pregnant. And they say that she was not going to be able to have kids anymore after the second girl. But she got pregnant. All of a sudden, you know, the relationship as a couple was working right. Few weeks after that, she miscarried the baby. And God always does something for a reason. And the whole church was praying for her and everything. And they discovered that she got cancer. You know, and so she got surgery. Right now, they are deciding what kind of treatment. But it's amazing how this couple today, you know, they start with a very bad relationship. The relationship as a couple is very good. The relationship with the church is very good. The children's life change. So it's a whole family that God is transforming. So that's a blessing, you know, over there. The other thing that happened here in Padova, we have a young man that he has been in college for, I guess, 9 years now. He goes to face an exam only if he has the maximum note. You know, like for example, A. If he doesn't have A, he doesn't accept, you know, the result. So he has been in college for 9 years and he's only halfway. So, so he came to our church because he was looking for a perfect church. Very soon he realized that we were not a perfect church. And that was a crisis for him because he thinks that everything is perfect and everything has to be perfect. And we got to the point in the Bible study that the only one who is perfect is God. And he put, you know, the eyes on people. Nothing is going to be perfect. Now, his life was transformed. He is finishing school right now after 1 year. And he got engaged with one of the girls in the church. And his life has been transformed too. He is one of the college students in Padova area. Con Eliano, we have a young man that he came to our... He's not young. He's 42. Is he young? Yeah. His wife is a believer. Okay? Very unholy life. So he came to our church because she always say that she's a believer. But he came to our church just to realize that the believers were all the same. That they were very unholy and very wild. So he talked to us pastors and we say, no, I mean, maybe your wife is not living according to the Bible. You know, she's living his Christian life, but she's ruled by the flesh. So to make a long story short, he came to know the Lord. He got baptized the last summer. Now he is the leader spiritually in his family. His wife came to the church. She was from a very wild church. And now as a family, they are serving the Lord. So very, very excited for what the Lord is doing in Conegliano. And in Belluno, we have this small group that is so enthusiastic to serve the Lord, you know. So what are the situation right now? I talk about the great things that God is doing. Now I would like to share with you the great problems that we have, okay, that you can pray. Treviso. We've been renting this place that we can host about 200 people for the last 12 years. Now, you have to think right now in Italy, we are going through, I call it a little bit of persecution for the believers. Because, let's say, this is a place in one town. This is the whole, let's say, this is Treviso area. Okay? The government says like this. You have to have 30% of the place of that town for people to live. So these are residences. Okay? You have 10% that we call green place, just to give good health to the people, like trees, parks, and everything. And after you have 45% for business, shops, and all the business of the town. 5% is for churches. So when we are talking about churches, we are talking Catholic churches, Muslims, mosque, and everything. So it's very difficult to find a place that has the permit to feed that place. Now, we were paying $7,000 a month for the rent here. Our contract was over in December. The government is really scared about Muslims. So they tried to don't give new places for the Muslims to get together. But that brings problems to all the other churches because we have the same problem. Now, this guy who is the owner of that building, he says, I don't have any problem to keep on renting to you, but I want $14,000 a month. So we cannot pay that amount. And we don't want to pay that amount. So, what's the prayer request? That the Lord is going to provide a place for the church in Treviso. A few weeks ago, we found a place that is a building that we are able to buy. We talked to the mayor to see if he's going to transform the permit of that place. You know? So that's the prayer request right now. The place is going to cost $800,000, and we had to do some work in there. The church is praying, and we are almost positive that we are going to be able to take that step of faith. But the big step of faith is not just the money. It's just the permit from the government. That place is very good because it has an auditorium for 250 people. We have 6 rooms because in that place we have the School of Music. We have 100 students. 80% of them, they are unsaved. So every year they receive the gospel in the School of Music. We have a patchwork people are teaching, English that people are teaching. And it's our service to set the society. So maybe through that, the mayor is going to give the permit. So that's a big prayer request right now, because we're supposed to leave already that building. But the gracious owner says that we are able to be there until July 1st. From December to July 1st. So in the next few weeks, all this situation has to be fixed. You know, con Eliano, by the grace of God, we were able to rent the place, and we have enough room for the people there, and we have 4 rooms that we can have Sunday school and everything. So this is fine. Belluno, we have that place under the pizzeria, so that's fine. The prayer request is for Verona, that God is going to provide a place for there. So it's a good problem. You know, it's a good problem to see what the Lord is going to do, providing a place that we're going to have people, and we're excited about that. If you want to pray for my other co-workers, one is Caio and the other one is Alessandro. They are the 2 pastors that I'm working with. By the grace of God, we had the vision to keep on planting churches around that area. One thing that a few months ago, I asked you to pray for us to rent an apartment. The Lord provided an apartment. It's a very small apartment, but with a great desire to serve the Lord. So somebody knocked my door, and this guy came to me and he says, I know that you know my mother, so I just wanted to spend some time with you. And this guy, when I used to be preaching in one conference in Mantova with the other mission, he was a very rebellious guy. His mother many times asked me to pray for him, but I thought I never met him, you know. So one weekend I was preaching for young people, and he was sharing with me his story, saying that in that moment that you've been in Mantova, you preach on Saturday, my mother pushed me so much, there were years that I was not in the church, but that day I went. And you made a calling. And that day, I accepted the Lord. I didn't say it to anybody. I didn't even say it to my mother or to my father. But things were changing in me. And I started praying God that He was going to lead me what I had to do. And the Lord gave me the desire to go to church, to read the Bible, and to be involved in the church. But the Lord gave me also the desire to serve Him better and to show the people in the world that they are lost, like I was lost. And it was my surprise. He's in the 2nd year of Bible college, and he wants to become a missionary. So, you know, it's amazing. Sometimes when we through the seeds, we don't know what the Lord is able to do. And he lives very close to our home. But he is in a Bible college in Sicily, the island of Sicily. Next year, he's going to apply for another Bible school in London. And here is a person, you know, that I didn't know about it, but all of us, we were part of that Salvation Day. And all of us, we're going to be part of what the Lord is going to do through his life. So, there are many more stories. This is a little bit, you know, to have a better idea. But maybe this is a good time for you. If you have any questions, if you want to know something else about us, as a family, we would like to dedicate this time for you, just answering questions. Like the Bible says, thank you so much for being part of our lives. And the Bible keep on saying, pray without ceasing. And that's what we need. We do it for you and keep on doing it for us. Any questions? Yes.
Can you just give us an idea of what your week is like and what Sunday's like for you since you have all these ministries?
Yes. For example, let's say the day that we have Sunday in Verona. So we travel about half an hour. We go very early there because we had to set up everything, the whole music, presentation, video, and everything. And in Verona, what we have, a welcome, we call it welcome corner. So we had coffee, cake, and everything. And so that everything has to be set up. Generally, we had to clean the place because the people that use it before, they never clean it. So we clean it. We clean the bathrooms and everything. So we tried to arrive there about an hour and a half before. We have a group of people. They are divided every week. Different people are coming. When we are ready for the coffee, our slogan is this. In this church, you can get two things free. Salvation and coffee. So, you know. So our meeting is at 10:30, but we open for coffee and cake 10 o'clock. And it's amazing, you know, the fellowship that we had during that time. 10:30 is going to start the meeting, and generally the service go until 12:15, 12:30. We have the whole service with praise and preaching, and in the same time we have Sunday school for kids. So that's Sunday. Generally we have lunch somewhere, and from there I'm going to Padova, and we had a service in the afternoon, and we had two services there. The first service is for young people, and the second service is for the whole church. When we finish there, you know, so it's like going from here, up here is about 80 miles. So I go here, and that night I'm going to go to Treviso. And I sleep in Treviso. The next day in the morning we have what we call office hours. So three pastors got together, and we do the planning for all the ministries during the week. You know, and we work with 1 month in advance. So what we are going to do in 1 month, you know, we plan it today. What we are doing is what we plan 1 month before. So we got together, and we have on generally in the afternoon jail ministry. So one of the three pastors, we go to the jail, and we have Bible study with some of the people there. To this point, we didn't have any salvation decision in the jail. It's about 1 year that we are working there. But we do that every Monday. Monday night, what we have is in Treviso, the whole church is divided in small groups. So, according where you live, we have 11 groups. So every week, one of the three pastors is visiting those groups, and we had a meeting 9 o'clock at night. So we eat together, we have fellowship together, and we have a Bible study. And so I'm going to leave Treviso on Tuesday morning. I'm going to go back to Verona And on Tuesday night, we have Bible study and prayer. And after, I use Wednesday and Thursday for discipleship and leaders training. And after, on Friday, that's going to be the changing of the week, I'm going to Conegliano. I work there with the leader preparation. And once a month, we have couples ministry. So, Friday once a month, here, 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 and here. And every 4 months, we have a retreat that all the couples got together for a weekend. You know, that's a little bit when I am in Verona. If I am in Treviso, I'm going to be preaching in Treviso in the morning. In the afternoon, I'm going to go to Conegliano. I sleep in Treviso. And on Monday, I'm going to go to Belluno. So that's the whole week start again. And like, for example, we are preparing from the 7th to the 11th of June. We're going to have the camp for college and career age. From the 3rd to the 9th of June, of July, we're going to have the kids camp. From the 12th to the 18th of August, we're going to have the teens camp. And from the 31st of May to the 2nd of June, we are going to have the women's retreat. And after in October, we are going to have the men's retreat. And in November, we are going to have this. We do it once every 3 years. It's a big retreat for all the couples. And that's going to be in the Lake of Garda. So this is a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you had to multiply this. This is every week.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, Verona is the place that we stay the most, and we are about 20 miles. So sometimes you do 2-3 times a day, you know. So miles get accumulating. That's because with the other car, you know, it was complicated. So, you know that you were leaving, but you didn't know if you were getting there. So,
for those of you who don't know, we did give them a car. So, how many miles or kilometers are you doing this year?
It's about 75,000. Yeah. Yeah. But this is not just me. The other pastors are doing the same. Yeah. Which has. We're switching off, yes. What I don't do, they do, and we, you know.
But you're the only one that does camp, right?
Yes, yes, yes. And the prayer request is, as I wrote in one of our letters the last year, during the earthquake, we had some damages. So if you can pray for that, you know, we have a damage for almost $9,000. So we can do it anyway, but it's not safe. Many of the windows were broken, and so, you know. So, now you can pray for that. Any other questions? That satisfy your question? Yeah. Okay. Any other question?
Tell me about the story, how you got the space in Corona, how unusual that is, how difficult it was, and what a miracle.
Yes, I mean, any place that you start, the first obstacle is money, you know, because like in all this area, it's very different because we are in the northern part, we are very close to Venice, okay? Veneto area, which is Veneto state, is very different to the rest of the country, you know, like for example, if you go down south, people prefer to go to a home meeting and not to a church. You know, the unsaved people. In this area, people don't want to go to your home. You know, when you get saved, it's different. But if you want to invite people coming to go to your home for Bible study or something like that, doesn't work. So we realize in these places it's better to have a neutral place. So there are two guys. One is Francesco and the other one is Andrea. Andrea's wife, that was a big surprise for me, because when I was making my decision if I was going to join this team to reach this, Norma and I, we went to visit them. They were only two couples. And when I met her, she hugged me and she was really surprised and she said, don't you remember me? And I said, her name is Pat. And I said, I'm sorry, I don't. And she said, well, you led me to the Lord 21 years ago in a camp. And I always pray that you were going to help us to plant a church in this area. I was not a church planter, so, you know, it was amazing what the Lord put in her heart. She was involved in other churches, churches with problems, divisions, and everything. So they got to the point that they wanted to do something, but they didn't know how. So we started having, you know, the meetings in the house, but it was not a very good result. So Francesco, he's married, has three children. And Andrea, he's married with Pat, and they had two children. So he was talking to his neighbors and said, do you have any idea where we can find a small place to rent for very small money? And one of the neighbors said to Andrea, why don't you go to Don Giorgio? Don Giorgio is the Catholic priest of the town, and the main priest. And he said, Catholic Church has so many buildings that they don't use. Maybe he might give it to you, you know, but going from the Italian point of view, that is going, it's something very impossible. You know, a Catholic priest that is going to help you to plant an evangelical church doesn't work. So we talk and they say, who go to do that? They look at me and I say, no, I'm not going. Yeah, you are from here, you know, you go. It's going to be. And Andrea went. And he talked to Don Giorgio, and he says, listen, my name is Andrea, you know, and Andrea is a carpenter. And sometimes when you do things, you don't realize, you know, that it could be good for the future. And Andrea, when he was a teenager, he was involved much with the Catholic Church. And as a carpenter, he did many good things for the Catholic Church. And Don Giorgio somehow remembered him. I said, you were a teenager that you helped a lot fixing the church many years ago. Andrea didn't know about it. I said, well, what's your problem? And he said, well, I'm not Catholic anymore. I came to know the Lord as my Savior. And we had a desire to establish an evangelical church here in town. But we have no place to go. We have no money for rent. And we were wondering if you have any small place for us, you know, that we can use just to start. We don't know what the future is going to be. We don't know if we're going to be a large church or a small church. But after so many years, we think this is a place that God wants us to establish a church. So Don Giorgio, he says, oh, yes, you know, there is a place where, you know, Catholic people, when they are 8 to 10 years old, they take a course for communion. And he says, there are many rooms there. We can give you to use one of those for free. So he came back. I said, so, you know, and we were amazed, you know. And it was so funny because sometimes when the kids were arriving late, instead of going to the Catholic room, you know, they came to us. We welcomed them, of course. And like I said before, the small room, it was for only 5-6 people. From 6 became 12. When we became 15, the Lord moved everything to the next step. And we are over there in the basketball court. In the middle of that, I was sharing with my son, there is a man that he's a manager of a job that he was sharing with me, you know, that he used to work as a manager in one shopping center. And of course, he was an unsafe person, and he got an affair with another lady of the shop. The wife came to know that, and she had decided to leave him. In that moment, you know, his boss, that was not from Verona, but was from Milan, he was a believer. And he looked at him and he realized that he was not doing so good in his job, and if there is any problem, so he's playing his problem. He presented the gospel to him, but he got to the point that he says, I did two wrong, so I don't think that God is able to forgive me. So here he went and tried to look for information who was in Verona, and he found Francesco, the other leader that we are working with. They got together for a cup of coffee. They have Bible study for about 6 months. And at the end of those 6 months, he came to know the Lord. He lives with his wife. He changed completely. He has 3 children. The oldest one is autistic. And the last year, he started a Bible college online. And every week I do homiletics with him, and he's becoming a very good preacher. And just yesterday I was sharing with Gabe, because he's going to have maybe a position like him, and he always prayed for Gabe. And for so many years, because of the position that he had and because of the job that he had, he never was able to come on Sundays to church. So about 9 months ago, we started praying that the Lord was going to give him another job that was going to be possible for him to participate in church, because many times when he preached, he got one day of holiday from his job. On the 9th of April, by the grace of God, he received a new job, and he's free Saturdays and Sundays. So, you know, I would say, you know, sometimes when you see the testimonies of the people, you know, praying for something that seems impossible and God answered, it's amazing. It's amazing. So, like I said before, for us, the Lord closed one door in the ministry, but he opened a gate with ministry. And what I realize every day more and more, that God's business is not programs. God's business is people. So as much as we are involved with people, God is going to prosper his work, because it's not our work. So this is the moment that we became about 40, 45. There is a new place that God is preparing for us, and we want to be faithful to get it. Yeah. Something else? Well, thank you so much. Thank you even for today. I received a love offering that devastated me. Thank you so much for being so generous. And I know that God will take care of it. And God will prosper you. And you are not just here. You have a big part there. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the privilege that we have to be involved in your work. Thank you, Lord, because without you, there is nothing that we can do. Thank you, Lord, because you are the one who changed the life of people. And thank you, Lord, because even our unfaithfulness, you are pleased to use people like us. Thank you for this church. Thank you for the investment that they are doing around the world and here in Fredericksburg. My prayer, Lord, is that you are going to keep on using them, blessing them, prospering them, and give to every one of them the desire of their hearts. We ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen.